Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. I'm your host, Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to break down those barriers and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're encouraging you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. We got this. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome to Motivation Tuesday, which doesn't have the same kind of ring as Motivation Monday. I'm just going to get myself set up a little better here. It is a weird week because we had a long weekend, and I'm not complaining about a long weekend at all. I love that extra time that I get to spend, especially the weekends. My husband works in construction, so especially the weekends where he's off too, it's just a nice extra bonus to have that day. And so that's why I wanted to push this. We were traveling this weekend, and I knew I wouldn't be able to create the same kind of episode for you if I was on the road or in the car, and I want to be able to do this everywhere. But sometimes you know where your situation is, you know where you're best creative, you know where you can, you know, really dive into what feels good for you and how to produce things. And for me, it's right here in this space. And although I've said it a few times for those watching live and for those listening on the podcast, I've said it a few times, I really want to recreate this space to be something super comfortable. It's not super comfortable yet. And I don't love all of this pink yet. But what's really exciting is that you get to change things up whenever you want. If things aren't feeling right, or you know, you're in a space where you don't feel very creative, you get to change it up. And I think that that's a really exciting piece of being an entrepreneur and being, you know, your own boss and being able to do something like that. So for me, I took the time to push this to Motivation Tuesday. And what I wanted to talk to you about today, I wrote a few things down, and one is a highlight from the workshop that we had last week with the confidence workshop. And the major goal, the main goal of that workshop was to help you discover what it is that you actually want. We went through a few exercises where we could figure out what was important to us and what we wanted to do and where we wanted to live and what we wanted to have, and you know, even just a list of likes and writing down all the things you like. And I often think of it like, okay, well, what's your favorite order at a restaurant? Because people don't always know what they like. And so we sat down, even like, what do you want to put on your hot dog? Whatever. And writing down all the things that you like. And so in this workshop, we had the opportunity to do that. And if that's something that you're interested in, you're like, I want some more confidence. I want to figure out what I like. I can send you the link. I did record it. I will be hosting another one later in the summer, but for now, that's the one to go and check out just to help navigate what it is that you actually want in your life. And it was really fun. We had a good handful of girls who came on. They were able to share with everybody, you know, what they liked and what they started to navigate, if any affirmations came up. And on my list of likes, one thing that came up that really just kind of like, because for me, it's an exercise too. I'm in it with you. I'm trying to figure out my confidence with you guys. It's not me just telling you what I've learned. It's really about us doing the exercises together and figuring it out, because I don't think anyone has it all figured out. If they do, they're lying. But one of the things that came up for me that I was just like really taken aback by was while I was doing my list of likes and dressing my hot dog and putting down, you know, I like ketchup. That's pretty much it. All I wanted on my hot dog. I like, you know, insert whatever. You know, I like going out for hikes. I like spending time with my family. I like dogs. I like cats. Whatever came up on my list. But I finally got to the point where I wrote down, I like myself. And that one took a minute for me. I was like, whoa, I don't remember ever writing something like that down before. I don't remember ever even thinking about that before. It just came naturally. The same way I wrote down, you know, what my favorite order was at a restaurant, I also wrote down, I like myself. And actually a couple other girls in the group said that happened to them too. And even looking back on that workshop and, you know, doing it live with them and hearing the things that came up for them and hearing, you know, the quotes and the affirmations, and some of them journaled it, did it as a journal prompt, and the things that came up in their journal prompt, like what they want like now, but also what they want in the future and what they like in their life now, but also maybe figuring out some of the things they'd like to change. And it was just really powerful to do that in a group setting with females who are feeling and thinking the same way as you and being comfortable enough to share some of those things. And some people had some really vulnerable things come up that they were able to share with us. And it's really powerful when you find those people who you can tell your truth to and be yourself. Because that's what this podcast is all about. It's about, you know, celebrating yourself and being you. But sometimes it's really hard to do that in this world. And it's really hard to do that sometimes at the dinner table with our families, right? And it's really hard to do that at work when, you know, they know us as one way because we've played this part for so long. But sometimes when you start to realize, actually, I'm not that person. I have been playing a part and I have been lying about what I like on my hot dog. It takes a minute for you to even realize that you've been playing a part. And once you do, you need a space where you can start to kind of like play around and navigate it and figure out, you know, what you are, who you are, what you like. And that's why I decided to announce on that workshop call, and I said that I was going to announce it on here today, was that I finally created the Selfish Sisterhood. And if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, I think, and I don't know for sure, I have to go back and listen. In my very first episode, I talked about the vision of this podcast, and I'm going to get emotional thinking about it. I talked about the vision that I had for this podcast, and one of them was a community where people, women, could come and they could be themselves and they could dream big and they could have this platform where they could share everything that they've been thinking and feeling, whether that's business ideas or things that they want to do with their family or dreams that they have or the house that they want to create, where we could talk about anything. And it wasn't just for, you know, one specific person. We're not just talking to moms. We're not just talking to insert whatever community you can think of right now who's very specific and very niched. This is for women who just want more out of their life and who are excited to do things big and to have a place where they can be themselves and figure out what they want. And so this is actually going to be the first course that's coming out. I have all the information on my website. I will put the link in my bio and in the show notes for you to be able to go and check out because it is live. I wanted the workshop girls a chance first to sign up, and the spaces that are left is now live for you. And it is a 5-week course. It'll be all about confidence and navigating what's important for confidence for you and what you want out of your life. And everything's going to be action-based. It'll be group coaching calls. There's also the opportunity to add on one-on-one calls. And as I was writing all these things down, and this was Thursday night when I had the workshop, and then over the weekend when I was just kind of thinking about it and brainstorming it and building it, I've never felt more aligned with what I have been doing in my entire life. And to finally see the Selfish Sisterhood come to life is so freaking cool. So if you have been around since the beginning and you've heard that first episode and you're just like, whoa, like she's actually doing what she said she was doing, because that's how I feel, actually doing what I'm saying I'm doing. And a few weeks ago, I asked on Instagram too, what you would rather it be called, the Confidence Collective, or if you'd like it to be called the Selfish Sisterhood. And it was actually 50-50, and you did not make it easy for me to be able to navigate what I should name it. So I actually decided to create to the Selfish Sisterhood. That's kind of like the big piece of it. And then underneath we'll have the Confidence Collective courses. And you know, there'll be different courses and different themes, and some might resonate with you and some might not. And maybe you're sitting there and you're like, I do not struggle with confidence, but you know, I do struggle with community. And I'm looking for those people. I'm looking for those people that I can tell my dreams to and they're not going to laugh at me. Or that I can, you know, maybe tell them this or that, or learning experiences and be able to share, you know, what I've learned. That's what this community is all about, and I'm really excited for it. So if you want some more information on it, send me a message or go to my website. The link again will be in my bio, but also in the show notes. And that was kind of the big piece of it. That was one. There's a lot more components to the Selfish Sisterhood Confidence Collective course, but I don't want to dive all into that now. Anyways, what I did want to talk to you again before I forget is that our first Selfish Social is on Friday night. For those who are local in Halifax here, it is at 7:30 on Friday night. And if you're interested, send me a message and I will send you the details on where it is and what's going on. It's just a dinner, a meet and a mingle, totally free, whatever you order, you know, that kind of thing. Just like picture it as if you're going out to dinner with friends on Friday night, and I'm really excited about it. But I don't want to share where it is because I have a limited number of seats and I want to make sure that I save those for the people who have RSVP'd and told me that they're going to be there. And those are kind of like the big announcements. And normally I don't do Motivation Tuesday as an announcement, but there's just been a lot going on over the last couple of days, and it's been really freaking cool to watch, even as I'm a part of it. And maybe sometimes you do this in your life where you're living your life. You just like step back and you watch what's happening and you get to kind of see all the pieces come together. I picture my life sometimes like those little like connect the dots, and you know there's going to be a really cool picture that comes out at the end, but for now you're just trying to do dot one to dot two to dot three and like, where's dot five? Am I going to get there? I have no idea. And that's how I've been living and feeling as I connect these dots in my life. And maybe we start that maybe when we're a baby, right? and we start to see that the picture is coming to life. But it's still blurry because for some of us, we're not at the end. For most of us, we're not at the end. And that's kind of the exciting thing. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. We don't know what's coming next week. But we get that opportunity to watch it and to live it and to connect those dots slowly and just kind of have those realizations. And that's what's been happening lately. And I'm really excited about it. And I'd love to know about what you're doing. What are you connecting the dots with? What feels good for you right now? Are you feeling aligned? Are you looking for community? Are you looking for a friend? Are you looking for to live more? Because this Selfish Sisterhood starts in September. And I feel like September is like the new year, new vibe kind of thing. And you're like ready because the end of the year is coming. And maybe that's you too. So I'm really excited for that to kick off on September 7th. So that's pretty much all I have for you today. I am feeling really energized and ready for the week. And that might be because I just had pre-workout. And that might be because I slept in. I don't know. But there's something really powerful going on in the air today. And I'm really excited about it. I hope you have an awesome week. I know it's a short one because we are here on Tuesday, but I'd love to hear what you're up to and how you're taking your week to the next level. Have an awesome day. I am so grateful that we could connect today. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend or on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me grow this community and get my message out there. And don't forget, you deserve to embrace your truth. It's time to live life your way.